You're listening to SBS News.
The 2019-20 budget includes billions of dollars in infrastructure spending, an increase in personal tax cuts, and direct payments for pensioners to go towards energy costs. Delivering his first budget as Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg has forecast a $7.1 billion surplus, the first in 12 years. But some sections of society feel as though they're being neglected. Australia's peak multicultural body, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, was excluded from the budget lockup this year. FECA Acting CEO Mohammed Al-Kafaji says that decision says a lot about the government's attitudes towards multicultural communities. He says the $77.9 million saved by giving new migrants access to JobActive services 12 months after their arrival should be reinvested into the sector.
We'd like the government to reinvest those savings either by supporting asylum seekers living in the community and supporting them through their processes, or increase the refugee intake in Australia.
National Congress of Australia's First Peoples co-chair, Jackie Huggins, says there are both positives and negatives in the budget for Indigenous Australians. Dr. Huggins says she welcomes funding for Indigenous health research and suicide and family prevention. But she says she's concerned $129 million will be spent extending the cashless welfare card to all of the Northern Territory and to Cape York communities in Queensland.
National Congress has always maintained that this should be an opt-in, opt-out basis in relation to communities that and individuals that do find it helpful, but also those communities and individuals that don't find it helpful and have been penalised and punished for the actions of a few.
The Senior Policy Officer for People with Disability Australia, Meg Clements-Kuzner, says she's happy $500 million is being allocated to the Royal Commission into the mistreatment of people with a disability after years of campaigning. But she says the underspend on the National Disability Insurance Scheme is concerning.
There's close to a $4 billion underspend on the NDIS, and that means, as we already know, that people are struggling to access the NDIS. When they do access it, they're getting stuck in a review or they aren't getting what they need in their plan.
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services. She also welcomes funding for the Disability Royal Commission, but says most of the measures announced in the budget show the government is turning its back on people who need the most help. She says the personal tax cuts are a prime example, as they'll only provide real benefits to those on high incomes. She says people on a $50,000 income will only gain around $23 a week from the tax cuts. Pensioners will receive a one-off payment of $75, and those on very low incomes won't benefit at all.
It's really important the community sees that a full one-third of households are unlikely to get any benefit from this tax cut package. And of course, people on Newstart, $40 per day, hasn't been increased in real terms for over 25 years. Absolutely nothing. It's a travesty.
Youth Action Policy and Advocacy Manager Jackie McKenzie says this year's budget has more negatives than positives for young people. Ms. McKenzie says the increase in funding of $461 million for youth mental health is a positive. But she says although the budget forecasts an extra 1.25 million jobs will be created over the next 5 years, young people are unlikely to benefit.
In the past 5 years, there was nearly 1 million jobs created. That was something that's been spooked by this government. But at the same time, youth unemployment actually rose during the same period of time. So when we hear government talking about new jobs, does not necessarily, and we've seen in the past, equal employment for young people.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.